Welcome to the Taboo Podcast, hosted by me, Lexi D'Angelo, industry rule breaker, seven-figure moneymaker, and founder and head witch of the Taboo Institute. WTF is the taboo, you ask? It's the vortex of transformation that is experienced when people claim the magic of the taboo, woo, and Y-O-U. It's a way of being that invites you to question the status quo and dismantle the outdated hierarchical paradigms and structures that have been sucking your soul, and instead follow the signs of your turn on and true knowing to create fulfilling and sustainable success your way, AKA without ever sacrificing your purpose, passions, and priorities in the process. After all, I'm a firm believer that true transformation happens when you're able to unapologetically claim and express your fullest, most multidimensional self. It's time to ditch the norm, embrace the provocative, and reach next levels of impact and income by invoking the taboo. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode. This one is inspired by an Instagram story that I just created because, well, I've been feeling a certain way, and I wanted to share with my Instagram followers. So shout out to all of you in my Insta community. You can hang out with me over at Lexi D'Angelo on Instagram. And I was sharing because, first of all, I like to share what's coming up in my world. That's just sort of the way that I like to create content the best. And I also felt like if I'm feeling this way, then I was curious if anyone else was feeling the same way. And there was a lot of response really quickly. So I know that I am not the only one. And while it can feel, you know, the saying misery is company, and not that I'm miserable, but it feels good sometimes to know that you're not alone, right? But I'm also like, oh shoot, I don't want people to feel this way, but there's a solution. So that's good. So that's what we're gonna be talking about today. So I've been feeling like there's a block that I have when it comes to sharing social media content, showing up on social media, even showing up in my business lately. And I feel like I don't know how to show up. And I know that that sounds so ridiculous, so silly, because I have been doing this now for 8 going on 9 years, maybe longer. And showing up on social media is not new to me. Creating content is not new to me. Doing business, not new to me. And I'm typically not someone who is scared to be visible, you know, for the most part. I mean, yeah, there's definitely visibility edges, but I put a lot of my life on social media, and I'm pretty transparent about what goes on. And of course, that's not to say that there's stuff that I don't share, because there's a lot of stuff that I don't share. And social media, even with my quote unquote real reels, can also be a lot of highlight reels. So I just want to say that for sure. But yeah, right now in the phase of my life that I'm in, I feel like there are so many pieces of my identity and who I am that are shifting, that are swirling. And some of it hasn't quite landed. In some ways, I know exactly who I am and I know where I want to go and all that. But then there are other pieces that feel a little bit floaty, and I'm almost like I've bought this whole new wardrobe and I recognize some pieces as, you know, new favorites, and I picked them out. I was the one who bought this wardrobe, and yet I'm trying them on, and even though maybe they fit, they feel a little bit weird to wear, or they're a little bit different than past iterations of my wardrobe or whatever. I'm trying to go with this metaphor here, basically saying that there are these new identities and roles, like a mother, for example, and a mother who also owns a business and is a business owner, is a CEO, and just new identities and then old identities that are now taking on different meaning because of some of the newer identities, like becoming a mother, that I'm grappling with and that I'm finding myself just trying to feel into. And so I am finding myself feeling overwhelmed with all the ideas and all the things and all the directions I could go in, because I see a lot of possibilities. Well, let me just say some days I see a lot of possibilities. Some days I'm open to the infinite possibilities, and there's a reason why on some days I am. So let's make a bookmark there to come back to that. And other days, like, I just feel so blocked. I don't see any possibilities. I'm feeling like, what the hell am I doing? Am I even meant to be doing this still? Is this what I even want to be doing still? And there's a lot of questioning that's going on, and I can even find myself feeling guilty or feeling shame for feeling that way. And it's been a lot. It's been a lot to try to figure out how to balance this new life. And I don't really believe in balance. So I would say what my new priorities are with this phase and the season that I'm in. And so what happens as a result of feeling this way is I've actually found myself in two different places. I've found myself feeling like, oh my gosh, I have so many great ideas. And, but wait, like, I want to post about this and I want to do this. So I want to make sure that I am sharing about the certification. And then we have our single modality certification courses. And I want to tell everybody about those too. And then, like, I want to try this strategy and I want to do this. And I want to make sure that everybody's, like, understanding how amazing everything is. And so I'm just finding myself, you know, doing all the things. And we were having a marketing meeting today, and I was saying, like, hey guys, you know, I realized that I think we're working harder, not smarter here. And the biggest thing that I think is so important to success is simplifying, and that simplifying can be really sexy. And I feel like right now we are complicating things, and there's a way to simplify further. So this is a strategy piece, and there is some strategy that needs to be shifted, I think, inside of the business. But it's not the only thing that needs to shift, and it's actually not the biggest thing. And another bookmark that we're going to come back to in a second here, because there's another side of me that also feels like I am so overwhelmed with all these ideas. I'm so stuck. I don't know where to go or what to do. So I'm not posting at all. I'm not showing up when I actually genuinely want to be. And I think there's a difference between having phases where you don't actually want to be showing up. You want to take some time to go inwards, etc. And I went through that. But I really do want to be showing up. But I don't want to be just showing up unintentionally and just like posting to post and in this like rat race. That's not what I'm here for. I really want to be intentional with my time, especially because I have my little baby AZ, and I want to spend a lot of time with her too. And I want time for myself and time with Jake and, you know, time with friends and all that. So what I came to realize was it's not a strategy problem, although there are some things that we can shift strategically wise. Actually, what these can be signs of, so having so many ideas and feeling like you need to frantically do X, Y, and Z strategy or else it's not going to work, or feeling so stuck and so overwhelmed that you don't take any action, that can be a sign of nervous system dysregulation. And it's something that I definitely did not think about in the past. I know that in the past, when I was, you know, feeling the way that I'm currently feeling, I would be like, it's all strategy. We need to shift things. We need to focus on like doing things completely differently. Or maybe like I'm just not smart enough, or maybe I don't have the expertise that I need. And maybe people, you know, feel X, Y, Z way about me or the business or the product. And that's actually not it. And maybe there's elements and hints of that. But the big thing that's really going on here is that for me, this is a nervous system dysregulation thing. And recognizing this has been so crucial, because I, you know, recently experienced a very traumatic birth. I had a lot of postpartum stuff come up for me and just life stuff. And so I know that my nervous system has been in a place that is not super regulated all the time. And so going back to the first bookmark that we put in, the fact that there are some days that I'm so open to the infinite possibilities and I can see, you know, all the amazing abundance that's available and where we could go with the business and where I could go with my life, etc. That's when I'm in a regulated space and I can see the options from this, you know, space of empowerment and not be overwhelmed with the options, but feel like, oh my goodness, so much is possible. And I also trust myself to be discerning with what path to take and where to go. I can use my higher level faculty to say, okay, this is in alignment for me or this isn't. And I can choose accordingly without feeling so overwhelmed by all the choices and all the things. Whereas on the flip side, when I'm more dysregulated, it can feel like, yeah, maybe there are infinite possibilities, but there's so many different ways to go. And I don't trust my inner knowing. I'm not sure how to discern what's true for me or not. I am so wrapped up in comparisonitis about how someone else is doing things and like, oh my gosh, should I be doing that? Okay, they did that strategy and that worked. Maybe like I should be trying that. And so when I'm dysregulated, it's very, very difficult for me to calibrate to true north and to say that, okay, this is my truth or this is not my truth. Or maybe I'm just so like overwhelmed and taken out that I'm in this place of freeze and I'm stuck and I'm stagnant and I just don't show up and I just am numb. And again, not having the awareness that I do around trauma, around the nervous system, around somatics, etc., I think that I would be in a very different place than I am right now. I think that I would be even more in this place of, oh my God, what is wrong with me? Like, I need to fix things. I need to change things. But because I have the training around nervous system regulation and I, you know, have this deep mastery in somatic sorcery, as we call it in the taboo world, I can recognize it for what it is and see that there's some trauma response going on and that there is nervous system dysregulation happening. And knowing this helps me then go to my tools, my somatic tools, my nervous system regulation tools, and from there be able to really say, okay, what can I take out of my toolbox to support me right now? And it might be a little thing or it might be a big thing that I choose, but I know that it's going to help me come to a place of further regulation so I can move forwards more powerfully. And, you know, these past couple of days, I definitely have been teetering back and forth between this place of, okay, I've got this. Like, I know what to do because I've got my tools and like, here I go. I'm going to be regulated and I'm going to use like this thing. I'm going to regulate and it's going to feel great. And I feel awesome. And then I get into this place of feeling like, oh shit, here I go. I'm dysregulated. Uh-oh, everything feels impossible. And, you know, I'm still in that back and forth, to be completely transparent, but I'm not so stuck and so taken out of it like I would have been in the past, because I do have these tools and I do have these practices that I can lean on and lean into that have made all the difference. Okay, it's been, I think, a couple of weeks since I first started recording this episode, and you know, life, business, etc. happened. So I am picking up where I left off, and I think that it's very interesting where I left off because I definitely shared that I was in this space of feeling regulated and empowered and then dysregulated and, you know, disempowered around creating content and stuff inside of business. And what I want to reiterate here is that this is totally normal. The goal ultimately isn't to spend all of your time in a ventral vagal state or being regulated. It's about being flexible with how you are able to navigate your autonomic states. And so ultimately, we're looking for nervous system flexibility. So if you and if your clients know that you have the power to shift in and out of states with your own influence, with your own regulatory strategies, you're going to be able to ultimately rise above the constricting experience of helplessness or fear and know that you ultimately have control in the matter. So at all times, it might not feel like you have control, but when you learn different tools and skills for nervous system regulation, you definitely are able to bring conscious awareness to these unconscious processes that might be happening and then be able to step in and regulate. So I think that that is something really powerful and an important distinction to make, is that it's not about being in what is the green zone of ventral vagal all the time. We are actually shifting in and out of states so often throughout the day. Even just in the past like minute or two, I've probably shifted, and even just hearing my dog bark, like I noticed that I had a slight elevation in my heart rate and just like this reaction of like, ugh. And so my sympathetic was definitely activated, but taking a deep breath and placing my hands over my heart and my belly, my legs, just grounding myself and just allowing me to be present in the moment is helping me get back to this state of regulation and in the ventral vagal. So I've spoke to a little bit about my own experience recently and how I have been feeling slightly dysregulated. And I want to also just share a couple more examples of how this can show up inside of your business. So I'm gonna invite you to do a little check-in here with me. I have 5 questions and 5 scenarios for you, and I would love for you to just notice where you're at within each one of them. So when it comes to a freebie that you have, so a free offering, an opt-in of some sort, when you think about sharing that with your audience or with the world, do you feel A, completely stuck and stagnant and just overwhelmed with, you know, how do I even start and what do I even post? Do you feel B, anxious? So you have thousands of different thoughts racing through your head about what you could post, and you are like, okay, I'm gonna try this, I'm gonna do that, and like, this is, you're just sort of like taking all the actions, doing all the things to get your freebie out there. And then C, do you feel at ease and excited? Maybe you're completely clear on what to post and what's gonna resonate for your people. So that's question one. Question two, when it comes to opening up your money tracking spreadsheets and just getting real with the amount of money that's coming in and out of your bank account on a regular basis, do you A, not even open it up and look at it because it just feels so stressful, so you choose not to deal with it at all? B, open it up on repeat. So you're just constantly opening it, looking at the numbers. Maybe you're seeing numbers that aren't what you want and you're feeling antsy about what to do to make things different, and you're just constantly opening, closing it, looking back at it, being like, oh my gosh, what do I do? C, you look forward to looking at your numbers and having a steamy money date. So even if the numbers aren't what you're desiring, you're like, it's okay, it's cool, it's sexy to be in the know around my numbers because now I know what actions to take. Next question. When you go to share your prices with a potential client, do you feel A, totally frozen and like you can't even speak the price out loud? So maybe on a sales call, when it comes to sharing your prices, you don't even share it at all. You don't even get there and you just feel so awkward about it. Or B, maybe you feel completely unsure what your prices should be. So you're constantly changing them in reaction to who you're speaking to. So maybe on one sales call, you're saying a price for one person, then another one, you're saying a price for another person, depending on like what they can afford and what they can do. And you're completely just changing things on a whim. Or C, do you feel secure and aligned with your prices? And do you share them clearly and confidently? Next question. When you go to launch a program, do you A, get so overwhelmed that you completely shut down, you don't show up, you don't do the work that you know is going to move you forward, so you just stay stuck and stagnant? B, do you feel like, oh my gosh, I have to get all the things in place. So I have to do a 5-day challenge, a webinar, get my email funnel all up to date, do podcast interviews with people, DM people, do sales calls, you know, anything and everything to make it work. You're just doing all the strategies. Or C, do you take aligned, abundant actions that feel fun and that you know are gonna move the needle, and you're just really clear and confident about what you're going to be doing, so you're working smarter, not harder? And last question, when you make investments in programs, coaches, team members, etc., does it feel A, absolutely terrifying, so much so that you don't invest in anything? B, chaotic. So you're constantly on the search for the coach. And sometimes you invest from this place of scarcity or shiny object syndrome because you're like, oh my gosh, this coach is going to be the solution. So you go and invest in them. Then you go invest in someone else, just frantically trying to find the missing piece, so to speak. Or C, does it feel stretchy, but also aligned and expansive, and you're clear on what you need, and you take a leap of faith when it's required, trusting that even if it does feel scary, you are safe and supported. So maybe you want to pause this or just reflect back on your answers, but if you answered mostly A, your nervous system around business, abundance, and money is most likely in the dorsal vagal state of shutdown and immobilized. If you answered mostly B, your nervous system around business, abundance, and money is most likely in the sympathetic state of activated and mobilized. And if you answered mostly C, your nervous system around business, abundance, and money is most likely in the ventral vagal state of safe and social and is regulated. So if you answered with mostly A's and B's, then your nervous system could be dysregulated when it comes to your business, which means that you're not in an optimal and empowered state for being open to the infinite channels of abundance that can come through. And you're more likely to not be available to all the possibilities that are around you for prospering. And so in order to be able to regulate, it's really helpful to first identify what your ANS survival, so that's autonomic nervous system survival patterns are that are creating the dysregulation. So creating conscious awareness of this and looking at where does this stem from? What's the root of this? And then creating regulation with various tools and techniques. So if you're sitting here and you're like, okay, I'm totally vibing with what you're saying. There's something that's resonating within me. I need to learn more. I need to dive into this. And beyond like, oh, I need to, and this frantic energy, it's like this desire, like, ooh, wow, this is really resonating. Then I would love to invite you to Nervous System Regulation for Consistent Cash, which is a 2-hour workshop that we are going to be hosting on Tuesday, June 14th from 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. So this is going to be live. And right now at the time of this recording, if you're tuning in, it's just $44 to join us and it's going up to $222. So the link is in the show notes, but you can go to lexidangelo.com/SOM-workshop. So I want to share a little bit more about what this workshop entails because it's so good. And we've had so many people sign up for it. It's like, I feel like we've had the most signups for this. It just has happened so quickly. And people, I just think, are really excited about this topic and really craving it and needing it. So this is an introductory workshop to learn how the mind-body connection works and to create nervous system regulation to expand your earning capacity and create wild business success on your own terms. So this is for the coach, this is for the healer, the solopreneur, business owner who is really ready to go beyond mindset work, because yes, mindset work is important and powerful, but there's more than that. And this is for you if you want to break through fear-based patterns that are holding you back from reaching your goals via nervous system regulation and somatics. So really, I just want to be clear too that this workshop is a completely different approach and, dare I say, the missing piece to the manifestation equation, because I think so often in the coaching industry, we're told like, okay, you know, it's your habits that are stopping you, or it's your creativity that's blocked, or it's, you know, the strategy, your business strategies that aren't working. And all those things are real and legit. But the truth is that nervous system regulation is like just such a fundamental piece that so many people disregard and don't look to. And so if you're somebody who feels like, for example, you set these big goals and you're super excited about them. So maybe your goal is 5K or 10K months or 50K months or whatever it is, selling out your one-on-one coaching, putting together a dream retreat and selling that out, you know, whatever the goal is, you can vision about it, you can set it, but then when it actually comes to taking action around it, you feel scared and you feel like, who are you to be, you know, setting and getting those goals? Like that just, nope, it's not possible. Or maybe you are somebody who, you feel like you're doing these different strategies that coaches are telling you to do. So those proven five-step strategies, like you're jumping from one to the other, trying to figure it out. Or maybe you are, you know, a healer and you're really brilliant with various healing modalities, but the healing tools that you feel are tried and true aren't working. And it feels completely like, what the hell is going on? Because these are tools that you know work. The reason they might not be working, the reason the strategies might not be working, aren't because, you know, like they're the wrong strategies or the tools aren't powerful enough. It just might be that you're in this dysregulated space. And so if you're approaching taking action from dysregulation, or if you are approaching healing from this place of dysregulation, the power of a lot of these tools and techniques that are out in the coaching industry can't work or won't work as well as when you're regulated and coming from this open, empowered place. So that's why nervous system regulation is so key, because it's the foundation of what needs to exist in order for taking action, in order for soul aligned strategies to come through, in order for the healing techniques and modalities to work. So we can't just say like, oh, it's a strategy problem or it's a mindset block or whatever it is, because it could probably be nervous system dysregulation. So what you need to do then is to focus on nervous system regulation. And so understanding the science behind your mind-body connection will allow you to better understand your distinct nervous system patterns and how they might be interfering with your ability to achieve your goals. And when you know how to regulate your nervous system in a radically safe and attuned way, that's when the quantum healing happens and it feels like magic. So if you've been wanting to go beyond mindset work and incorporate somatic tools and practices into your personal practice for ultimate life and business success, then you are going to love, 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 love this workshop, because it is just so packed. It is a deep dive experience with the teaching, tools, and know-how to really be able to, like I said before, uncover this missing piece to manifesting and to create greater abundance and fulfillment inside of your business. So this workshop isn't just about teaching you the theory around something or learning some information, because we know that information without transformation is absolutely useless. So you can find a lot of theory around somatics, around nervous system, online, on Instagram. It is definitely something that is trendy now, and that's a good thing in the sense that more people are becoming aware of it. But the problem is you cannot approach this work from an intellectual level alone. It is deep work that needs to be done on an unconscious and somatic level. So part one of the workshop is going to be a theory training, because yes, we need a foundation to start with. Our rational mind needs to be able to understand different models and concepts so that it can get on board and we can go beyond this critical faculty that's like trying to analyze and keep you safe and be like, is this really gonna work or not? So part one, the theory training, you're gonna learn about the science-backed and evidence-based polyvagal theory. You're gonna explore the three zones of the autonomic nervous system and how to recognize signs and symptoms of fear-based patterns so you can ultimately create the results you desire. Part two is then personal application. So during the theory training, we're talking about like generally what these three zones are, what they look like, and signs and symptoms of them. But in part two, we're looking at the flavor profiles that make up your unique primary autonomic state. So you can recognize the signs and symptoms of your body's fear-based patterns specifically. And you're going to be able to discern and differentiate between each primary autonomic state so you can increase your perceived safety and the ability to open yourself up to more possibilities and choices. And so this is also going to help you create this nervous system roadmap that's personalized to you, so you can refer back to it to better navigate your inner world. We're going to be going on this little scavenger hunt so you can start to see the different pieces and elements that make up the various zones, and so you can have that awareness and also take action moving forwards. Part three is an experiential journey. So you're going to be guided on a science-backed process to help you safely create an embodied knowing of each of your primary autonomic states. So again, we, in part one, learned about what these states are, and you created this mental knowing, but now we're looking at like this embodied wisdom. When you're able to experience it in your own body, that is a completely different sensation and a completely different experience. So you're going to be able to really take that first step to master your mind-body connection so you can unlock miracle-style results and create lasting change in your life. And then finally, part four is monetize the magic. So we're going to look now specifically about how your autonomic survival responses could be interfering with the level of abundance and prosperity that you're able to manifest currently. And I was going to say this is my favorite part. They're all my favorite parts, but I think the monetize the magic, I don't know, they all are in a really different spin. But yeah, this workshop is just so good. I think that it's completely different than any other somatic or nervous system regulation training that you've seen out there. And so one of the most unique parts of it, I think, is the monetize your magic part. And so this is really about looking at the different survival patterns that might be playing out for you inside of your business. And specifically, there are four different behavior patterns or expressions that can happen as a result of various survival patterns. And so we are going to be looking at those and basically breaking them down in detail. There's a really cool chart that looks at the different patterns and expressions and how you might be playing into them inside of your business, and also the antidote and the cure, so to speak, even though we're not broken, so maybe the cure is not the right word, but solutions and remedies for you being able to move beyond these survival patterns and into places of thriving and into thriving patterns. And this is just, I'm so excited about this part. It's gonna be so good and illuminating, and I think there's gonna be really interesting conversation sparked from it. So you'll also receive soul aligned support and laser coaching about how you can tap into the power of your nervous system to break through next level income ceilings and just really get support with how to apply this to your business and to the actions that you're taking. And then last but not least, you're going to learn how you can begin to master nervous system regulation tools and uniquely infuse them into the work that you do to stand out and sell out as a masterful practitioner. So if you're also wanting to use these tools with your clients, then we'll share about how you can do that. This workshop itself is primarily for you. So for you to have an understanding of how the nervous system works, how your nervous system uniquely works, and how you can break through your income ceilings at any blocks that are preventing you from the success that you desire. And if you want to use this work inside of client sessions, group programs, etc., we'll talk more about how you can do that. So yeah, this is going to be incredible. I would love for you to go and sign up. So if you go to lexidangelo.com/SOM-workshop. So SOM stands for somatic sorcery, because this workshop is taken straight from our somatic sorcery certification course. So inside of our multimodality certification path, where our students get certified in 5+ modalities for healing and transformation, one of the modalities that you can choose to be certified in is somatic sorcery. So in case you're new to our world, just to break this down, this multimodality certification, the first part, the first 4 months, are spent inside of the Taboo Core Method, where basically you receive everything, you need to be a wildly successful and competent practitioner. So everything from demystifying this elusive concept of transformation and really breaking down the stages of transformation and how we uniquely utilize different archetypes and a journey, archetypal journey in the client session and the client transformation process, how to set up systems and structures to onboard and support your clients, how to set up, you know, different business systems and structures to make sure that you have not just the coaching know-how, but the business know-how to be a thriving business owner. We dive into all realms of transformation. So the mindset and mental, the emotional and spiritual, the energetic and identity, and the somatic and physical. So it is such a powerful experience, that Taboo Core Method, those first 4 months. And after that, you get certified to you get certified as a transformational life and success coach. So there's that. And then after that, part two of the certification is you get to choose 4 modalities to be certified in. So you choose one from each of the different dimensions of transformation. So like I was saying, there is the mental and mindset, there's the energetic and identity, there's the emotional and spiritual, and then there's the somatic and physical. And so you choose a modality within each of those dimensions. So there's 12 different certifications that you can choose from. So you're creating your own unique mix. So your transformation cauldron, as we call it, or coaching toolkit, is unlike anyone else's. And we really work with you to customize this and create something that is going to be super bespoke, that is in alignment with your purpose, your passions, your priorities, your personality, all that, and the results that your clients are distinctly looking for and seeking out. So, all that to say, one of the courses that you can take and one of the modalities you can become certified in is somatic sorcery. And so the content of this workshop is taken straight from there. And that is one of our most popular courses inside of the certification path. So if you want to learn more about the certification path, we'll also share more in the show notes. And if you're like, okay, I've already taken life coaching certifications before, I'm actually like very masterful at my craft, but I think somatic sorcery might be that missing piece in my coaching toolkit, then you can also take somatic sorcery on its own. So we have many people who have gone through multiple certifications and certification schools for life coaching, for NLP, for EFT, for, you know, all different types of holistic healing, and they still go through our multimodality certification path because there is nothing else like it in the industry, and you get to curate your distinct cauldron, and you also get to save a lot of money when you take the certification path because you're getting those 5+ certifications, and yeah, it's freaking phenomenal. But if you just want the somatic sorcery certification, then that's possible too. So check out the show notes for more details on all of that. And I would highly suggest, if you are curious about this work, if you're curious about the way we do things at Taboo, which are freaking magical, then come join us inside of the Nervous System Regulation for Consistent Cash workshop, and get ready to transform. All right. There's so much more to share. There's so much more to share, and we will be sharing it inside of the workshop. So I hope to see you there, and have a fantastic rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed hanging out with me as much as I enjoyed recording this for you. And it would just mean the absolute world to me if you could go ahead and hit subscribe. And also, oh my gosh, you'd be the best ever if you could leave a review saying what you love most about this show. And of course, feel free to share this with your biz besties, your mom, your dog, anyone who you think would benefit from popping their earbuds in and taking a little listen. I appreciate you so, so much. And if you want to come and hang out with me on the interwebs, do some stalking, do some creeping,
then you can find me at Lexi D'Angelo on Instagram, LexiDangelo, and also on Facebook. You can find me facebook.com/TheLexiDangelo. Have an amazing rest of your day, and I will see you next time.